感谢主带领我们聚在他的跟前。
Thank the Lord that lead us gather before His feet.
每个主日早晨，我们能够和弟兄姊妹一同来纪念主为我们死。
That each Lord's Day's morning, that together with brothers and sisters, we can remember Lord's death for us.
他再一次用他的爱，不仅洁净我们，并且做我们的力量。
Once again, His love not only cleanses us, but also become our strength.
每一次我们纪念主，就离主回来更近一点。
Each time as we remember the Lord, then it's even closer to His coming back.
我相信所有尝过主爱、看见他荣美的人。
I trust that all those have tasted Lord's love and have behold His beauty.
我们多凭纪念主，心中都有一个深处的祷告。
We have the deepest prayer in our hearts when we remember the Lord.
像启示录里面约翰的祷告说：“主耶稣啊，愿你快来。”
Like John's prayer in the book of Revelation, he said that Lord, come back quickly.
愿你的国降临。
May your kingdom come.
我们这几天一同来思想大卫的生平。
For those few days together, we meditate about David's life.
我们知道神借着大卫的一生来说出国度的经历。
We know that God, through the entire life of David, talk about the experience of the kingdom.
因为神不仅要他的儿子得国度。
For God not only wants His son to receive the kingdom.
也要我们每一个蒙救赎的儿女与他儿子一同在国度里。
But also would like each one of us being saved by His grace that we can together be in the kingdom with His Son.
所以神借着大卫的一生教导我们。
So God teaches us through the entire life of David.
我们蒙恩得救了以后，我们追求成为一个合神心意的人。
After we are saved by grace, we seek to become someone after God's own heart.
我们还是先来读几节的经文。
Let us read a few places of scriptures.
以弗所书，对不起，使徒行传。
Book of Acts.
第十三章。
Chapter 13.
二十二节。
And verse 22.
我们第一天晚上已经读过了。
Which we have read on the first night.
我们就读后面的，我们读这二十二节好。既废了扫罗，就选立大卫做他们的王，又为他做见证说，我寻得耶西的儿子大卫，他是合我心意的人，凡事要遵行我的旨意。
And when he had removed him, he raised up unto them David to be their king, to whom also he gave testimony and said, I have found David the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart.Which shall fulfill all my will.
36节。
And verse 36.
好不好，请我们大家一起来读。
Let's read it together.
大卫在世的时候，遵行了神的旨意，就睡了。我们看见中文另外一个翻译说，大卫按神的旨意服侍了他那一世的人，就睡了。
We see the Chinese translation says that David, after he had served his own generation by the will of God, fell asleep.
这两节圣经我们在第一天晚上和大家分享到。
We share those two places of scripture on the first night.
主的话教导我们什么是合神心意的人。
And Lord's word teaches us what is the man after God's own heart.
在二十二节里面，他说他凡事要遵行我的旨意。
In verse 22, he said that he shall fulfill all of God's will.
神一切的旨意都能在一个人的身上通行实现出来，那个人就是合神心意的人。
When all of God's will is able to be going through and also be fulfilled, then this person is one after God's own heart.
那么在三十六节在那里主再做见证。
And then in verse 36, once again the Lord testified.
当一个人身上神的旨意能够走出来。
When on this person that God's will is able to walk through.
换句话说，这个人的心思意念 他的喜好拣选都和神的旨意一致。
So on the other words is that this person's thoughts, minds, and his habits, all his interests are all according to the same as God.
他才能够借着神的旨意来服侍他那一世代的人。
Then he's able to serve his generation by the will of God.
弟兄姊妹们，服侍神不光是为神做事情。
Brothers and sisters, to serve God is not just doing work for God.
也不光是为神说话。
But also not only just to speak for God.
我年轻的时候听见一位主的仆人这样告诉我。
When I was young, I heard one the Lord's servant told me.
主要先在服侍的人身上做工。
Lord first have to work on the one who serves.
好叫主的话成为这个人。
So his words can become this person.
好，我们讲主的话就是神的旨意。
So Lord's words is God's will.
啊，所以神一切的旨意在这个人身上是真的，是能够通行出来。
So all of God's will on this person are real and able to follow through.
然后呢，主借着这个人做事或者说话。
So then God through this person to do work or speak.
那出来的叫做服事。
Then the result of that is to serve.
我们第一天晚上讲到呢，讲追求成为合神心意的人。
The first night we talk about to seek after become someone after God's own heart.
是关乎侍奉。
That has to do with service.
侍奉呢，是一件永远的事情。
To serve is an eternal thing.
是神的目的。
And that's God's purpose.
他救赎我们，要使我们成为儿子，来侍奉他。
He saved us so we become his sons to serve him.
而且在《使徒行传》第十三章二十二节里面。
And also in Book of Acts chapter 13 verse 22.
神说：“我寻找到耶西的儿子。”
God said that I have found David, the son of Jesse.
这告诉我们说，神有一个需要。
So it says that God has a need.
神有一个目的。
He has a purpose.
他要借着人来满足这个需要，达到这个目的。
Through man, he would like to fulfill this need and achieve this purpose.
所以神来寻找。
Therefore, God came to seek.
我们知道蒙恩得救呢，不是我们寻找神，是神寻找我们。
We know being saved by grace is not that we go to seek God, but God came to find us.
那么达到神的目的呢，也是神来寻找我们。
And also for God to achieve His purpose, that He also came to find us.
神寻找也说出另外一个点。
And there's another point about God coming to find us.
就告诉我们说，这样的人不多。
So it tells us that it's very rare, very few to have this kind of people.
如果到处都是的话，神不需要找了。
So if those kind of people are everywhere, then God no longer has to find them.
弟兄姊妹，这些提醒我们。
So that reminds us.
也激励我们在主的面前，我们要体贴父神的心意。
Also encourage us that we should really be mindful of God's heart.
我们这几天交通到一个合神心意的人。
For those few days, we share about man after God's own heart.
我们第一堂和弟兄姊妹交通到，他必须认识神的心。
The first message we share that this person has to know God's heart.
不仅认识神的心，也体贴神的心意。
Not only know God's heart, but also be mindful of God's heart.
我们知道神喜欢什么。
We know what God likes.
神厌恶什么。
And what God hates.
我们体贴神的心，我们寻求他所喜悦的。
So as we mindful of God's heart, then also we seek after what He likes.
我们体贴神的心，我们远离他所厌恶的。
As we are mindful of God's heart, then we are far away from what He hates.
而这些都不是外面我们去做什么。
That's not what we do something outwardly.
而是我们本身这个人是什么。
That is what kind of person we are.
昨天下午的第一堂，我们讲到一个合神心意的人，他和神之间有一个亲密的关系。
Yesterday afternoon, we shared about for a man after God's own heart, he has an intimate relationship with the Lord.
他在最微小、最日常生活中最平淡的事物中
，amongst the smallest and the most ordinary things in daily life.
他借着这些事物来依靠神、亲近神。
through all those things, he depends and also get closer to God.
所以呢,
so he has the exercise within his life.
以至于在他的生活中，别人能够看出来。
So that there is the reality of this person being beloved.
这个蒙爱的实际显在这个人的气质上面，我们称它叫做 agreeable.
So that this reality of this person being beloved, it expresses as this he is an agreeable person.
用中文，我不知道有没有贴切的话好来表达他，就是容易相处的人。
In Chinese, you might say that he's someone that easy to get along with.
你知道我们主耶稣来到地上的时候，他是一个最容易跟别人相处的人。
When our Lord Jesus came to earth, he was someone most agreeable. He was the most agreeable person.
连那些呢觉得自己不配的、不堪的、污秽的人，主耶稣也能做他们的朋友。
Even those who they felt they were so unworthy and filthy, but Lord Jesus was still their friend.
弟兄姊妹，若是我们在日常生活中会亲近主，
if in our daily lives we know how to draw close to the Lord,
我们这个人性格上面的很多棱角啊，就磨掉了。
Then a lot of the little different things in our lives can be dealt with.
你出来的时候啊，别人就感觉你很容易相处。
Then you become a very easily agreeable person.
在家庭里面，做父亲的儿女喜欢亲近他。
For fathers in the family, your children would like to be close to you.
做妻子的这个丈夫喜欢亲近他。
And for wives, also the husband would like to draw closer to her.
弟兄姊妹，大卫早年的牧羊的生活，使他变成不是一个孤僻的人，使他变成一个 agreeable 的 person。
The earlier days of David's life as he was tending sheep has made him become an agreeable person.
我们讲了，扫罗被恶魔所搅扰的时候呢，可以说这个人心情不好，或者是忧郁，或者是这个脾气很大。When
Saul was being disturbed by the evil spirit, he was in such bad mood or bad temper.
但是呢，大卫一来一弹琴，他整个人就舒畅了。
But as soon as David started to play the harp, then Saul felt refreshed.
弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？ 主救我们， 他用各样的恩典来栽培我们。
Lord Jesus saved us, and he uses all kinds of grace to nourish us.
就是要把你我制作成一个这样的人。
Is to make us into such person.
成为能够成为别人祝福的人。
To become that blessed by someone.
大卫在这一段 牧羊的生活的里面，
so in David's life of shepherding the sheep,
他也有一点得胜的经历，
and he also have some overcoming
有狮子有熊来要吞吃他的羊的时候，
when lions and bears came try to grab his sheep,
他靠着神的名， 他有力量能够打死熊和狮子，
by the name of God that he has the strength to kill the lion and
弟兄姊妹们，一个会亲近神的人呢，他是一个有力量的人。For
someone who know how to draw close to God,
这很奇怪，很，在人看起来是矛盾的，外面那么柔和，但是呢，碰到难处的时候又那么坚强。Although
it seems very contradicting, someone is so gentle outside, but when he faces the difficulty, he's full of strength.
我曾经讲到，今天人的教育是把人外面弄得很坚强。
I've mentioned that today the education of men are to make someone look so strong outside and make someone weak inside.
你愿意照着世界的教育做人呢，还是愿意亲近神呢，成为神喜悦、神和神心意的人呢？
So are you willing to follow the fashion of the world's education, or you are willing to draw closer to God, become someone after God's own heart?
昨天晚上我们讲到大卫。 受膏以后13年的经历。
Last night we talked about the 13 years of experience after David got anointed.
好，我们领诗歌的弟兄讲到那13年的经历是他在扫罗的手下受苦的经验。
Our brother who led a hymn mentioned that those 13 years were the suffering experiences David was under Saul's hand.
我们讲到有的人受苦出来变得更苦。
We say that for someone who went through the suffering, I came out even more bitter.
有的人受苦不舍己，出来变得更骄傲。
And for someone
觉得我有资格可以批评你们。
Who went through the suffering, but he did not lay down his own life. So then he came out even more proud. He thought that he has the right to comment on it.
但是大卫受苦之后呢，不是这样。
But David was not so after
suffering. 他变得更谦卑。
He became even more humble.
觉得自己一无是处，更会依靠主。
And he felt he was totally nothing. He know how to depend on the Lord even more.
我们说他的原因乃是大卫有一个受教的灵。
The result of the reason is that David has a teachable spirit.
他是一个受教的人。
And he's a teachable person.
所以他看每一个环境对他都是有益处的。
So each circumstances is profitable to him.
每一个环境都是神给他属灵的功课。
And each circumstances is the spiritual lesson God has given him.
为着把他的己生命倒空。
In order to empty out his self-life.
而充满他的乃是神儿子，虽然那个时候神的儿子还没有降生啊，神儿子的心情。
Although God's Son has not yet come to earth, but instead of filled being David, is the character of God's Son.
若是我们都读了《撒母耳记上》，你就看见。
If you have read First Samuel, you will see.
神用了很多的人做他的教材。
God has used many people to be his teaching material.
有的人呢是帮助他的，是正面的教材。
Some people helped him or positive teaching material.
像约拿丹。
Just like
像撒母耳。
Samuel.
像加德。
Gad.
像亚比该。
Abigail.
好，我们看见这些给大卫都是正面的帮助。
They help David positively.
我们为着我们人生中许许多多有美好榜样在我们面前的人，我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord for all those who have good examples before us.
但是不仅如此，主也用了好多叫大卫受苦的，叫大卫血气被挑动起来、受刺激的人来教育大卫。
But not only that.God also uses many who made David to suffer and also stir up his flesh in order to teach him.
好，我们昨天讲到第一个大家想到就是扫罗了。
So first person you know that was Saul.
其实扫罗也很爱大卫。
Actually, Saul also loved David.
但是他对大卫啊有一个没有安全感的一个心。
But because he felt insecure toward David.
因为大卫呢杀死了哥利亚回来以后，这些以色列妇女跳舞唱歌欢迎他们。
For because after David killed Goliath, then all the Israelite women danced to welcome them back.
他们唱歌说呢，扫罗杀死千千，大卫杀死万万。
And they sang that Saul killed thousands and David killed tens of thousands.
这个话呢听了扫罗的心中不是味道。
So then Saul was not happy about it.
扫罗说呢，把千千归给我，万万归给大卫，只差国位没有给他了。
Saul said that I'm the thousands and tens of thousands for David. It's only he has not yet received the kingdom.
你看见在扫罗的心中就失去了安全感。
So then Saul has lost the security.
他开始嫉妒大卫。
He started to be jealous of David.
这个嫉妒产生出许许多多的。这个计谋还有行动造成大卫的苦难。
So this jealousy has resulted in all kind of deceiving tricks and also actions in result of David's suffering.
我们看见扫罗成为大卫负面的教材。
So we see that Saul become the negative teaching material for David.
弟兄姊妹，我们在人生中啊，不论信主不信主。
Regardless of whether we believe the Lord or not,
我们都扮演这两个角色。
We actually play those two kind of characters.
一个角色是做学生。
One character we are students.
另外一个角色是做别人的教材。
And another character we are the other people's teaching materials.
合神心意的人是愿意做学生的。
So men after God's own heart are those who are willing to be students.
虽然蒙恩得救了，如果不认识神心意的人呢？就不知不觉做了别人的教材。
Even after we believe the Lord, if we do not know God's heart, then without realize it, we become others' teaching material.
弟兄姊妹们，神很爱我们，他让我们自己拣选。
God loves us, so He led us to have our own choice.
但是他用圣经的人物把这些原则教导我们。
But He teaches us the principles through the people in the Bible.
但愿主施恩怜悯我们。
Pray the Lord has mercy and grace to us.
使我们得着智慧的心，我们能够拣选、追求、 做合神心意的。
So we have the heart of wisdom, so we can choose to be someone after God's heart.
大卫所受的苦难
，The suffering of David，
不是因着他犯错而有的。
Not were the result of he did something wrong.
我们知道，有的时候我们犯罪，我们受苦，那是我们应该的。
We know that we deserve it if we sin and we suffer.
也不是因为他跟人作对，他的性格太强而产生的苦难。
And those suffering were also not because David was against someone that he had a strong personality.
乃是因着他早年的生活，他会相信神，他肯对付自己的肉体，所以他胜过了哥利亚。
It was because in his earlier days of life, he trusted in God, and he was able to overcome his flesh. Therefore, he overcame Goliath.
结果苦难就找上他门来了。
Then the suffering came upon him.
我们说这个苦难是最有意义的苦难。
We say this is the most meaningful suffering.
你知道主耶稣在十字架上为我们死，那当然是受苦。
You know that when our Lord Jesus was crucified on the cross for and died for us, that was of course a suffering.
我们知道主耶稣在十字架上的苦难呢，有六个钟头。
There were 6 hours when our Lord suffered on the cross.
这六个钟头讲了苦难的两面。
And those 6 hours talk about two different kind of suffering.
后面的三个钟头是他担我们的罪，父神掩面不看他，所以他呼喊说。我的神，我的神，你为什么离弃我？
For the later 3 hours, because he bear our sins, therefore Father hide his face and not look at our Lord. Therefore he say, My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?
那是为着你我的罪受苦，他要除去那个罪的咒诅。
He suffer for you and my sins, and he would like to remove the curse of that sin.
弟兄姊妹，这个苦难是我们永远感恩不尽的。
For this is the kind of suffering that we can never give enough thanks to him.
所以我们每次在擘饼聚会，一听到弟兄姊妹说主啊，我是个罪人，蒙主恩，我们心里面就阿门，我们就共鸣，因为主太爱我。
So each time at Lord's table, when we hear brothers and sisters say that Lord, we are sinners saved by grace, then our heart says Amen, and we echo because our Lord loves us so much.
罪是我犯的，刑罚是他受的。是怎么太不公平了，对不对？但是他爱我，愿意为我这样。
We sin, but he bear up all the punishment, and that's so unfair. But yet he loves us.
这是主为我们的罪受苦，叫我们得赦免。
So our Lord suffered for our sins, and so we can be forgiven.
叫我们得悦纳。
And we can be accepted.
但是呢，前三个钟头。
But first 3 hours.
我们知道主的祷告称神是父亲。
And Lord prayed to God as Father.
告诉我们说，在那三个钟头里面，他和父的交通是没有间断的，没有父没有离开他。
So during those 3 hours, his fellowship with the Father was without ceasing, and Father was still with him.
那个苦难是为叫你我进荣耀的苦难。
So that's the suffering in order for us to enter into glory.
弟兄姊妹们，那是最高级的苦难。
That is the highest level of suffering.
弟兄姊妹，那叫做国度的苦难。
That's the suffering of the kingdom.
今天一个合神心意的人肯为着弟兄受苦，叫他将来得荣耀。
For a man after God's own heart, today he's willing to suffer for his brothers so that they can enter into glory.
所以大卫他就伏在神大能的手下受扫罗的追逼。
So David was under God's mighty hand. He suffered through the chasing of Saul.
受那些啊跟从扫罗的人在背后呢，这个陷害他。
And also those who follow Saul actually also oppress David behind his back.
在背后呢，用各种的计谋对付他。
And they were against David, use all kinds of deceit.
他甘心情愿。
And he was willing.
弟兄姊妹，若是你我今天在肉身中有一点这个经历，我要恭喜你。
I would like to congratulate you if you and I have some kind of this kind of experience in flesh.
我们有时候受一点苦，我们咬紧牙根的出来了，别人都感觉你受苦。
Sometimes when we suffer, we bet our teeth after we come out of it. Other people all feel you have suffered.
但是那些看见国度荣耀的人，他们出来。他们觉得算不得什么。
But for those who have seen the glory of the kingdom, after they came out of suffering, they felt it was nothing.
你知道主耶稣为我们受十字架的苦啊，他觉得算不得什么。
As our Lord Jesus suffered on the cross, he felt it was nothing.
所以希伯来书的作者说，他因为看见前头的喜乐，他就轻看十字架的羞辱。
As the writer of Hebrews says that because he has seen the joy ahead, therefore he has despised the shame on the cross.
不是十字架不苦。
It's not that cross was not a big suffering.
而是主耶稣的心里面定义轻看他。这有什么了不得的？
But Lord Jesus in his heart decided that he would despise it.
因为将来我救赎回来的人，他们得着的荣耀，那是他大的喜乐。
Because it's a great joy for those who Lord has saved and then they have received the glory.
我们知道旧约时代大卫所经历国度的苦难。
In the Old Testament time, when David suffering of the kingdom.
弟兄姊妹，就是今天你我在教会中经历的苦难。
And that's the suffering that we experience in church today.
愿这些话呢，我们彼此勉励。
Do pray that we encourage each other with the word.
所以保罗在哥罗西书里面讲，他说：“我如今在肉身中为着教会，就是基督的身体，来补满基督患难的缺欠。”
So Paul in Book of Colossians say that I feel in the affliction of suffering of Christ for the church, which is the body of Christ.
我们感谢主啊，今天不是全体神的儿女都有这个心智。
We thank the Lord that not all of God's children have this kind of heart today.
但是确实我们在各处各道看见有弟兄姊妹他们这样生活。
But it's true that we see many brothers and sisters live this way.
我每次看见或者听见或者觉得弟兄姊妹进入这个经历，我心里面就敬拜主。
I truly worship the Lord wherever I hear, I saw, or I felt our brothers and sisters entered into this experience.
我跟主说，主，感谢你，你找到了一些合你心意的。
I tell the Lord that thank you that you have found someone after your own heart.
我们知道大卫。在这一段的生活里面，他认识了神的手和神的智慧。
During this period of David's life, he has started to know God's hand and God's wisdom.
你知道今天谁在服侍教会吗？
Do you know who is serving church today?
弟兄姊妹们，我们可能会想，我们教会某某人是负责人。
We might think that certain brother or someone is the responsible one. He's serving church.
弟兄姊妹，是的，外表好像是这些人。
True, it might look that way.
真正是谁在服侍呢？
But who is serving?
是神的儿子、父子、圣灵，他们一起在服侍。
It's God's Son, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit together they serve.
为什么我们会有各种的经历呢？
Why do we have all kinds of experiences?
我们昨天讲到呢，这些经历是圣灵的安排的。
And those experiences are the arrangement of the Holy Spirit.
为什么人会这样表现呢？
Why do men act this way?
因为他里面有神的灵在推动，在管制他。
Because the Spirit of God is pushing him and governing over him.
所以诗篇七十八篇里面有一句话。
So Psalm 78 says.
他讲到神引领以色列百姓出埃及。
He talk about
一直到应许地。
God has led Israelites out of Egypt until the promised land.
他说呢，你用心中的纯正，手中的巧妙，引导你的儿女。
And he said that God has fed them according to the integrity of his heart and guide them by the skillfulness of his hands.
大卫在扫罗的手下十三年，他认识了神的手。何等的巧妙！
For the 13 years of David under Saul's hand, he has known that how skillful are God's hands.
他认识了神的智慧是何等的纯正。
And he has seen what is the integrity of God's wisdom.
也借着这十三年的训练。
And through the 13 years of training,
大卫被预备好成为一个合适为神来治理来牧养他儿女的一个人。
And David has been prepared to become someone to govern and also shepherd God's people.
他开始有一点像还没有降生的神的儿子基督了。
He started to look a little bit like God's son who has not yet born.
弟兄姊妹, 你知道吗? 你我受的属灵教育就是要我们像基督。
You know, the spiritual training we go through is for us to be like Christ.
我们讲到基督在地上如何谦卑。
How Christ on the earth is so gentle and humble.
他用羔羊来做他生命的一个记号。
And he uses lamb as the sign of his life.
说出他的微小。
To say that he's so little.
微小的人呢,是与人无伤的。
Those who are little actually do not harm people.
所以开小车的人都让别人。 开大车的人都不让他。
So those who drive small cars yield to others, but those who drive big cars do not yield.
我到德州去啊,他们那里的油便宜,大家都开大车。
When I go to Texas, because the gas is cheap, so everybody drives big cars.
有一年我去一个弟兄来接我，他车已经够大了，第二年了更大的车了。
Once I visit them, a brother came to give me a ride, and his car was already big, but next year he has an even bigger one.
你知道，主耶稣在地上啊，他虽然与神同等，但是他却倒空一切，变得何等的微小。
Lord Jesus on the earth, although he's equal with God, but he has emptied himself, so he becomes so small.
他真是与人无伤啊, harmless.
He's truly so harmless.
弟兄姊妹们, 这是主要制作的这个给我们的特性。
So that's the character God would like to make on us.
羔羊也是何等的纯洁。
And the lamb is so pure.
他心里面只有一样事情。
There's only one thing in his heart.
我们知道什么叫做纯度呢? 就他没有除了那一样没有别的东西。
What is purity? That if there's only one thing, nothing else.
弟兄姊妹们, 大卫的身上, 经过苦难, 他不是看见做王的荣华富贵。
So on David, after he went through the suffering, he does not see all the splendor of being a king.
他看见的乃是神能够通过他。 出来，那是他重要要的事情。
But what he wants and what he sees is that God can be has his way through him.
所以刚才我们弟兄带我们唱那首诗歌，只有一件事。
So as our brother led us to sing the hymn, there's only one thing.
旧约里面大卫是只有一件事的人，但是他却做了很多的事情。
In the Old Testament, David is someone who has only one thing, although he has done many things.
我们说那一件事是他心里面唯一的一件事。
And that thing is the only thing in his heart.
这叫做纯洁。
That's called pure.
弟兄姊妹们, 主要在我们每一个他的儿女身上做这个工作。
Lord would like to do this work in each one of his children.
那么我们讲到羔羊也是柔和的。
And also, lamb is gentle.
是顺服的。
Obedient.
所以父怎样带他，他都，他说父啊，你的美意本是如此，我感谢你。So
what, however the father leads him, he say that Lord, your will is this, therefore I thank you.
我们看见大卫，我们昨天讲到他在受苦的时候，他也问主啊，为什么这样 ？How long? 还有多久？
We say that David, in the midst of his suffering, he also asked the Lord, how long?
但是当他学到功课的时候，他结束的时候都是赞美。
But after he had learned his lesson, then all he has left are praises.
弟兄姊妹们，这都岂不解释我们许多的经历吗？
Wouldn't those explain many of our experiences?
羔羊也是充满了活力的。
Lamb is full of, he's very lively.
他是很有力量 ，strength， 有活力。
And he's full of strength.
弟兄姊妹们， 他向着神的旨意， 充满了盼望和活力。
So toward God's will, he's full of hope and strength.
羔羊也是受苦的。
And the lamb suffers.
主把这些都组织在大卫的身上。
So God has made all these on David.
预备好他能够来和神的百姓一同遵行神的旨意。
So to prepare him together with God's people to follow after God's will.
今天我们要来到撒母耳记下。
Today we go to 2 Samuel.
特别，我们想从第二章一直到第二十四章。
So especially from chapter 2 until 24.
我把它分成两部分。
I divide them into two parts.
或者这样讲，就从撒母耳记下开始，第一章到第十章，我们看见了是大卫做王那合神心意的表现。
And or we say that start from 2 Samuel chapter 1 through 10 are the expression of David as him being the king. That's the David's expression of man after God's own heart.
但是到了第11章到24章这一段,
but the part from chapter 11 to 24,
我们看见大卫在王位上面他有失败,
we see that David fell on his throne.
接受神的管教,
and he accepts the discipline of God.
在这个管教中显出了他一个特质,
in the midst of the discipline, it shows his special character of
God.
And that character is also what God would like to gain from someone after God's own heart.
就是我们讲到他能够被修正,
that is that he's able to be correct, he's able to be adjusted.
能够在神的手中被主修正.
So under God's hand, he can be adjusted.
我们请大家先读几处的经文.
So let's review places scriptures.
撒母耳记下第7章,
2 Samuel chapter 7,
第8节到第11节,
from verse 8 through 11.
我们找着了，好吧，大家一起来读。
Let's read it together.
现在你要告诉我仆人大卫说，万军之耶和华如此说，我从羊圈中将你招来，叫你不再跟从羊群，立你做我民以色列的君，你无论往哪里去，我常与你同在。
剪除你的一切仇敌，我必使你得大名，好像世上大大有名的人一样。我必为我民以色列选定一个地方栽培他们，使他们住自己的地方，不再迁移凶恶之子，也不像从前扰害他们。并不像我命誓师治理我民以色列的时候一样。我必使你安静，不被仇敌扰乱，并且我耶和华应许你，必为你建立家室。这一段圣经一个特点。
So something special about this verse, the passage.
神立大卫做他以色列的君。
God has set David to be the ruler over Israel.
神要先为大卫建立他的家室。
And first, God will build David a house.
我们再读7章26节。
And let's read chapter 7, verse 26.
这是大卫，他听见神 这样应许他的感恩的一个祷告。
That's the prayer of David after he has heard God's promise to him.
我们还是一起来读。
Let's read it together.
愿人永远尊你的名为大，说万军之耶和华是治理以色列的神，这样你仆人大卫的家必在你面前坚立。 我们再看列王记上。
Then let's look at 1 King.
第3章第14节。
Chapter 3, verse 13 of 14.
我们请大家一起来读一下。
Let's read it together.
你若效法你父亲大卫，遵行我的道，谨守我的律例诫命，我必使你长寿。好，我们再读几处的经文。
Then let's read few other places scriptures.
撒母耳记下23章。
2 Samuel chapter 23.
第1节到第5节。
Verse 1
through 5. Let's read it together. 以色列的神，以色列的磐石，晓谕我说，那以公义治理人民的，敬畏神，执掌权柄，他必像日出的晨光，如无云的清晨，雨后的晴光，使地发生嫩草。我家在神面前并非如此，神却与我立永远的约，这约凡事坚稳，关乎我的一切救恩和我一切所想望的，他岂不为我成就吗？好，我们就读到这里。这是圣经记载大卫他最末了的话。
Those are the end of David's words that Bible has recorded.
我们从撒母耳记上下和圣经中所有关于大卫的记载。
So from First and Second Samuel and all the recordings about David in the Bible.
我们看见了大卫经过苦难，被神立为以色列的君王之后。
We have seen that after David gone through sufferings and has been set to be the king of Israel.
在他的身上呢，圣经用了三个方面来说到三件重要的事情。
And on David, the scripture uses three different things to talk about three important points.
第一个讲到大卫的家。
First, they talk about the house of David.
啊，这跟我们今天要教从撒母耳记下。很有关系。
And that has very much to do with the second Samuel we will share today.
第二个讲到大卫的宝座。
And second is the throne of David.
我们刚才读到的第七章二十六节。
The chapter 7 verse 26 we talked about.
大卫的宝座说到他掌权，他治理。
The throne of David talks about that he's in reign and he governs.
但是他说呢，我要让万军之耶和华神来治理。
But he said that I should let the God of hosts to govern over the house.
换句话说，他宝座的权柄不是他自己做权柄。
Therefore, the authority over the throne is not himself.
他的权柄乃是神自己。
His authority is God himself.
所以圣经上面关于大卫的宝座，你去查一查，出现相当多次。
Therefore, it appears many times about the throne of David in the scripture.
那么第三件事情，讲到大卫所行的道或者他走的路。
The third point talks about the way of David.
所以当所罗门起来接续大卫做王的时候。
So after Solomon became king after David.
神清楚地吩咐所罗门。
God very clearly commands Solomon.
他说，如果你遵行你父亲大卫所走的路，
If you continue the way of David, your father walked,
我就祝福你，我要建立你的国度。
Then will establish your kingdom, I will bless you.
所以大卫做王的方式，为整个以色列国立了一个标准，立了一个模范。
So the way David, being a king, has set up a standard and example for Israel.
但是我们读撒母耳记下的时候，
But when we read 2 Samuel,
我们来看见了大卫的家里面出了问题。
We see that something went wrong in the house of David.
大卫在宝座上做了判断的时候也出了问题。
And also his judgment on his throne also went wrong.
大卫在他走耶和华的道路上面，我们看见了。却神却称许他。
But God praises David for the way he walked in the way of the Lord.
因为大卫是一个在犯错之后能够被神修正的。
For he's an adjustable person after he sinned.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们呢觉得我什么都懂了，我们就不会成长。
Brothers and sisters, if we think that we know everything, then we cannot grow.
我们觉得我们什么都学到了，我们就再也没有新的学习了。
If we feel that we have learned everything, then there's no longer something new for us to learn.
神要得着一个合他心意的人，他要在我们的身上不断地教导我们新的功课。
For God to gain us to be one after His own heart, He has to continue to teach us to learn new lessons.
所以我们要常常的为自己祷告，主啊，把那受教的心给我。
So we shall often pray for ourselves that Lord give us the teachable heart.
但是光有受教的心还不够。
But it's not enough to just have the teachable heart.
我们还需要承认我是一个会犯错误的。
And we still have to confess that we are someone who will do wrong.
我有错误的时候需要被修正再回来。
Once I'm wrong, then I have to be corrected and be brought back.
我记得我在三十多岁，37岁的时候。
When I was about 37 years old.
不到37岁，应该是那三十七岁的时候。
Maybe around 37 years old.
主带领我和我的妻子开始到一个新的环境去服侍。
Lord has led me and my wife to start to go to a, to serve in a new place.
到了那个环境里面呢，是一个大学城。And
that new place is a college town.
我去到那里呢，我变成聚会中年纪最大的人。When
after I went there, I became the oldest one among those who gathered.
所以我要去之前，经过我被栽培的地方，就是在西雅图。
So before I went, I passed by Seattle where I was being nourished.
那么西雅图的年长弟兄们，他们为我祷告。The
elderly brothers in Seattle, they pray for me.
他们心中呢，我相信他们充满了爱，也充满了负担，也充满了这个，我想啊。 这么一个年轻人要出去承担责任，他们也有一点的不放心呢。Their
hearts are full of love and burden for me, but they might also feel a little worried for me since I was young.
所以全教会一起跪在主面前为我们祷告。So
the entire gathering kneeled down before the Lord.
我心里很受感动，印象非常深刻。I
was so touched and have a deep impression.
祷告完了以后
，After pray.
私下有一点交通。
Then we have some fellowship.
有一位弟兄就告诉我,
One of the brothers told me.
他说从今以后,
Start from now on.
不会有人在指点你说你什么地方需要修正。
There will be nobody to teach you to tell you where you should be adjusted.
大家可能都会指点好的你喜欢听的跟你讲。
They might only tell you the good things which you like to hear.
他说这是你前面最大的危险。
And that's the most dangerous thing that's ahead of you.
这个话在我里面印象很深啊。And
that's very deep impression in me.
愿主在你身上指点你。Pray
the Lord teaches you.
弟兄姊妹，若是你到了一个地步，没有人可以给你有一点点的建议。If
you come to such a point that there's nobody who can give you any suggestions, is that we are perfect?
后来我到了那个大学，我们聚会里面有很多学音乐的弟兄姊妹。
And after I arrived at the college, there are many brothers and sisters who learn in music.
有时候他们一个学期都要开一次公开的演奏会。
Sometimes they have the public concert each semester.
这个演奏会很有意思的。
And the concert is very interesting.
他的教授啊，还有他同系、同组的同学都坐第一排。
And
我们的听众都坐后面。
And all their professors and all their fellow students, they all sit in the first row while we all sat behind.
我看见那坐第一排的，无论教授学生呢，都在那里仔细的听，而且拼命做笔记。I
see all those professors or students, they really listen so carefully and take notes.
我就问这些演奏的弟兄姊妹说，他们做笔记做什么呢？
So I asked those who are playing, I asked, so what kind of notes they are taking?
他说，等到我们演奏完了，要开一个检讨会。
So after we finish play, then there will be a critique meeting.
对，英文叫做 critique. 那是我第一次听见这个名词，我还不懂什么叫做 critique. 是不是批评呢？ 是不是挑剔呢？不是的。
It was the first time I heard the name critique, so I actually did not understand whether it's just.
后来那个同学解释给我听。
Then the brother explained to me.
我就问他，那你被他们这么指点呢？ 你好不好受啊？ 他说第一次是很不好受的。I
asked him after they critiqued you, how did you feel? Then he said, I did not feel so good the first time.
他说我常常，他们就讲你这个弹的怎样，那个弹的怎样。他说你又不是我，你不知道我刚才临场状况。其实我知道的。他说这是他的感觉。
as they criticized which part, how he played, then the first time he felt that you were not me, then how do you know the way I play?
So, 但是呢, 他说经过了一个学期的训练, 他发现他真的整个情意进步了。
So after the training for an entire semester, then he felt he started to play better.
弟兄姊妹, 一个做王的人是最难听进别人话的。
For someone being the king, it's very hard for him to accept others' critique.
这是世界的王,
and that's a worldly king.
但是在神的家中, 有君王那样尊贵的人, 是最容易接受别人挑剔的人。
But in God's house, with someone who's so honorable to be God's king, then he's able to accept other people's critique.
而且是最容易被修正的一个人。
And he should be someone that most easily be adjusted. That is David.
好，我们看见大卫的身上。
And we see on David.
啊, 在他迎接约柜的时候,
when he welcomed the Ark of Covenant to be back.
他的心是非常的好的。
And he had a good heart.
啊, 昨天晚上那个弟兄问的问题,
last night a brother asked.
他说为什么 我们好的肉体也要对付掉。
Why do we also have to deal with the good part of our flesh?
这就是一个很好的例子。
And that's a very good example.
你知道大卫从小的时候, 他就顾念神的约柜到底在哪里。
David, ever since he was young, he was so mindful of where is the Ark of Covenant.
他在旷野牧羊的时候, 他就寻找问神说, 约柜到底流落在哪里。
When he was tending sheep in the wilderness, he seek and also ask God, God, where's the Ark of Covenant?
等到他做王一得着耶路撒冷,
so after he become the king, as soon as he gained Jerusalem,
他就预备一个帐幕, 告诉神说, 神啊, 我愿找到你的约柜, 把它带回来。
Then he prepared a tabernacle and told God that I hope I can find your Ark of Covenant and bring it back.
他听到别人告诉他, 约柜在基列耶里。
He heard that others told him that Ark of Covenant was Kiriath Jearim.
而且以前约柜被掳是怎么回来的, 别人都告诉他。
And others also told him how the Ark was came back after being captured.
既然非利士人是用牛车把约柜送回以色列地的, 那么我也去做一个新的牛车,比那个更漂亮。
He said that since the Philistines carry the Ark of Covenant back to by the Ark, then I also build a new one.
去这亚比拿达家里面呢，把约柜也想这样运进大卫城。
So then he went to the house of Abinadab, then hope that he can also carry this way, carry the ark back.
因为大卫是个军人呐。
For David is a warrior.
所以他想，光是一个新车还不够隆重，不够尊重神。
So he felt just a new car was still not honorable enough.
他还挑选了三万的军兵呢，这仪仗队，来这个，为约柜开路。
And he also chose 30,000 armies to open up the way for the ark.
你说他这个心好不好呢？
So doesn't he have such good heart?
这个心是不认识神肉体的心。
That is the heart of flesh which he did not know God.
他用了非利士人的方法。 想要来侍奉神。
He used the ways of Philistines in order to serve God.
弟兄姊妹们, 今天很多神的儿女们呢, 在世界上很有才干能力, 就用世界的方法来服侍神。
There are so many God's children today. They are so capable in the world. Therefore, they serve God based on the capability of the world.
在教会里面, 要照着世界的方法, 教会就有效率了, 教会呢, 就整齐了。
And in church, they use the ways of the world to make church become organized and efficient.
我们知道世界上的公司啊, 它的结构都像一棵树一样。
We know the companies have the organized, the organization is just like a tree.
啊, 所以它就有这个 structure.
So it has structure.
所以我们想, 教会里面我们也用这个方法, 我们没有读圣经。 但是我们爱神, 我们就去做了。
So we thought we do the same way in church, although we did not read the Bible, but we love God, so we do this way.
你想神会领情吗?
Do you think God will accept it?
所以大卫那一天用这么浩大的, 这么庄严的, 这么威风的, 要迎接约柜, 但是神不领情, 神使牛失前蹄, 整个车就要翻了。
So David used such great way to welcome back the Ark of Covenant. Do you think God accepted? He did not. So he let the ox to slip, and then the whole car just slipped.
约柜也要倒下来,
and the Ark of Covenant also almost fell.
亚比拿达的两个儿子在车的两边,
and the two sons of Abinadab was on the two sides of the cart.
刚好约柜到的那个方向呢，就是乌撒在的那个那一边呢，所以乌撒就伸手去扶住约柜，使他不要倒。
And the side that Ark of Covenant fell was on the side of Uzzah. Therefore, he stretched out his arm to hold it.
没有想到呢，就在那个时刻，神就击杀了乌撒，他立刻就在当地倒闭了。But
at that moment, God smitten Uzzah and he died.
哎呀，大卫心里面真是痛苦啊。
And David was full of sorrow.
他说：“这样谁能爱神呢？谁能够迎接约柜呢？”他就不要约柜了。And
he said, "This way, who can love God and who can welcome Ark of Covenant back?" Therefore, he just did not want the Ark of Covenant.
约柜到的地方呢，刚好旁边有一个爱主的家庭，叫做俄别以东嘛，他就把约柜放在俄别以东家里面。Then
where Ark of Covenant was left, it was actually right next to the house of someone who loved God, Obed-Edom. Therefore, David just left this with Obed-Edom.
弟兄姊妹们，我们侍奉主有没有犯过这种错？So
have we done this kind of mistake when we serve the Lord?
我昨天下午讲到斯百克弟兄的经历。I
have shared about Brother Austin Sparks' experience.
他在眼睛得开以前呢，他非常热衷于办活动。
Before his eyes were open, he was so fervent about organized activity.
他在明白神心意以前，他已经非常熟悉圣经了。
Before he understand God's will, he was so familiar with Bible.
非常热衷于各种的工作。
He was so fervent with all kinds of work.
我讲他还为着这个 David Livingstone的生日，百年诞辰呢。 办了一个大的在伦敦的一个大的庆祝活动。
And he also had a great celebration for the 100 years anniversary for Brother David Livingstone.
主开他眼睛以后，他这些点都被修正。
After God opened his eyes, all of those points were
corrected. 他在他自己一个交通的里面，他说他以前呢聚会出来一定要穿牧师袍，表示我比你们高一等。
In his own sharing, he said that when he came out for a gathering, he must dress up like a pastor. And your Bible is not as familiar
as mine.
I know how to answer all the questions. But he can never quit smoking. But after his eyes were open, he take off his pastor's robe. And he starts to understand about the meaning of baptism.
保罗说：“岂不知你这受浸归入基督的，是归入他的死吗？”
When he read that, Paul said that, "Don't you know that for those who baptize unto Christ is to be baptized unto his death?" Then he asked himself,
我岂不是受浸了吗？
Does it, haven't I got baptized?
那个抽烟的斯百克不是死了吗？
And isn't the one, the spark who smoke, isn't he died?
那一天，他的信心接受了主的话。
Then in faith that he accept Lord's word.
那一天，那三寸长的烟。
So he gave up smoking cigarette that day.
弟兄姊妹，你愿意这样被主修正吗？
Brothers and sisters, are you willing to be corrected by the Lord?
你愿意当主的话语的光照亮我们，说我错了，我就否定我自己？
Are you willing to reject yourself, deny yourself when Lord tells you you're wrong?
弟兄姊妹，这是大卫学的，他用了三个月的时间，主教他，他明白了。
Lord uses 3 months to teach David, then he understands and learns.
因为他可能第一次迎接约柜的时候，问的都是军人。
So it might be that when he first turned to welcome the Ark of Covenant back, he asked all the soldiers.
他失败了以后，他很难过，他去问祭司，祭司说呢，我们去查考神的话，约柜是要祭司来纲台的。
After he failed, he was so sad, so he went to ask priests. Then priests went to seek Lord's words. Then they know that for the Ark of Covenant have to be bare upon the shoulder.
这用今天新约时代的话来讲，教会不是建立在人的制度和系统上面的。
So in New Testament way is that church is not being built upon man's
不是人的学位和资格，你就可以服侍的。
It's not that one can serve based on your education and qualification.
而是你我肯不肯把生命放在主的这个托付底下来背负的。
whether that we are willing to bear under God's entrustment by our lives.
你不肯付代价，你就不可能有真实教会的见证。
If you are not willing to pay the price, then there's no way for the reality of.
我们光读了最好的道理，弟兄姊妹，那不是见证。
Even after we read the best teaching, but that's not a testimony.
唯有你被主的爱摸到了，感动了，肯用自己的肩膀来为主担责任。
It's only after you have been touched by Lord's love that you are willing to use your shoulder to bear the entrustment.
大卫一明白了这个真理。
As soon as David understands this truth,
他就欢欢喜喜的把约柜迎进耶路撒冷。
He joyfully take the Ark of Covenant back to Jerusalem.
我们知道那一天他迎约柜的时候，被他妻子米甲轻看。
That day when he welcomed the Ark of Covenant back, he was being despised by his wife Micah.
所以以色列的君王赤身露体。在以色列众妇女面前唱歌跳舞，有好大的荣耀啊！
And his wife Micah mocked him, saying that the king of Israel was naked and danced and sing before the people, and how great glory that is.
大卫说：“我在我神耶和华的荣耀面前降卑自己，是我应该的。”
And David said that it is what I should do before the glorious.King of Israel, that I should humble myself.
弟兄姊妹们，我们看见大卫能被修正。
We see that David is able to be adjusted.
弟兄姊妹，没有一个人敢说我们现在什么都知道了，什么都完全，什么都经历了。
There's no one dare to say that we know everything. We are perfect. We have experienced everything.
我们常常感觉的，就是我该知道的，我是一无所知。
We often feel that we actually do not know.What we should know.
新约时代的使徒们都是这样的感觉。
Those are all how apostles in the New Testament time felt.
所以主在他们身上能够一直带他们往前去。
So Lord was able to continue bring them forward.
到了第十一章，我们看见大卫做王了，做得比较稳了一点。
So in chapter 11, then we see that David start to be more stable.
所以他的元帅带着部队在外面打仗了，他在皇宫里面睡午觉。
So the captain of his host brought people out for battles, and he was taking a nap.
今天很多人讨论该不该睡午觉。
These days, many people discuss about whether we should take an afternoon nap.
但你到一个年纪啊，你下午不休息一下，晚上没有精神。
But when you come to an age that you have to take a nap, otherwise you don't have energy at night.
我个人感觉呢，睡个三十分钟，啊，这个对身体是好的。
I personally feel that 30 minutes of nap is good.
但睡一个下午那就不太好了。大卫那一天呢，睡到日头平息了才起来，昏昏沉沉的。
But it's not good if one sleeps for the whole afternoon. That day, David slept until evening.
你知道午觉睡越长啊，起来越昏。
The longer one take a nap, actually after he gets up, it feels dizzy.
我常常感觉15分钟到最长45分钟起来，整个人很有精神。
I feel maybe 15 to 45 minutes after I wake up, I'm full of energy.
这是就着肉身来讲。
That's based on flesh.
他那一天昏昏沉沉，他就上到屋顶的台上面。以色列人的屋顶都是平的平顶。
So that day after David woke up, he went up to roof.
他那一天呢，忘记亲近主。
And that day he forgot to draw close to the Lord.
因为睡得昏昏沉沉。
Because he was dizzy after from taking a nap.
如果他像彼得一样啊，到屋顶上去祷告，那就不会失败了。
He would not fail if he was like Peter who went up to pray in the roof.
那
天他是四处看风
景。在旧约时代，没有像我们现在这么好的豪华设备。
In Old Testament time, there is no such luxurious.
人都是在河边洗澡，男人女人都一样，那没有什么色情，没有什么，那是当时的生活条件。
Everybody, men and women, all took baths next to a river.
但是大卫那一天呢，他看了一眼，再看第二眼，他就进入试探。
So, but David that day, after he took a second look, he was entering into temptation and failed.
所以弟兄姊妹们，被试探并不是犯罪。
So, brother, sister, being tempted is not sin.
但是你进入试探，你就会犯罪。
But entering into temptation, you will sin.
弟兄姊妹，所以以前弟兄们他们讲的比较白一点呢，你看到一个漂亮的男生呢，看到一个漂亮的女生，看一眼没有犯罪。
So,
你说她很漂亮，没问题的。
So for brothers say that if you see a beautiful woman, if you just take a look at her, then it's okay. It's
那么你看第二眼的时候，是进入试探。
But when you look at her the second time, you enter into temptation. So you have to be watchful.
啊，因为主的仆人讲啊，那一天是这个大卫的心思啊，他闲站 idol.
Because the Bible says that day David's heart idol.
所以基督徒啊，亲近主变成了主的话教导我们说，你要不住的祷告，就不是你天天嘴巴讲话，你的心在主面前是不停的。
For Christians to draw close to the Lord, it's not only that you have to pray without ceasing, that your mouth keeps talking, but your heart has to be without ceasing.
如果我们懂得用心爱主啊，你那不住的祷告变得很容易的。
If we know how to love the Lord with our heart, then pray without ceasing become very easy.
我可能讲过这个例子。
I might have mentioned this example.
我这一次我不是讲道啊，我尽量生活化的和大家分享。
This time I'm not just preaching, but I would like to fellowship with everybody.
你知道与主交通啊，是心的问题，是灵的问题。
To fellowship with the Lord has to do with heart and spirit.
是主的爱摸到我们这个人，我们用我们的爱回应的问题。
That has to do with when Lord's love touches us and we respond back with our love.
我认识我的姊妹。是在1979年的啊七月初。
I got to know my wife in 1979.
我认识
early July.
我认识她第二天，我就跟她讲，我没有求婚，我就跟她说，我们应该结婚。
I on the second day after I got to know her, I did not propose to her, but I just told her that we should get married. Then she started crying.
这件事在我里面有一年的故事，我今天不去讲那些细节。
But this thing already has a one-year story within me.
简单讲，过了几天，她同意了，我们就准备结婚。
Simply speaking, is that after a few days she agreed and we prepared to get married.
年轻人，你不要抄我这个方式啊，很危险的，除非你有里面的故事。
For young people, please don't copy me. It's very dangerous unless you have an inner story.
那么，在我们准备结婚那一段时，她住在洛杉矶，我在西雅图。
During the time we prepared to get married, she lived in Los Angeles and I was living in Seattle.
我正准备要考我的博士论文的那个 proposal, 叫做 general.
I was preparing to prepare for the PhD proposal.
我一个很大的实验要把它写成一个可以实行的论文的方案。
I had to put a entire big lab result into a proposal, therefore I was very busy.
那一段日子我工作是最有效率的一段日子。
And at that time, it was the most efficient time for my work.
但是我的心跟我的未婚妻呢，从来没有分开过。
But my heart has never stopped being with my fiance.
弟兄姊妹，你能懂这个感觉吗？
Do you understand this feeling?
如果你尝到跟主交通滋味，就是这样。
That is.
你可以上班。
If you have tasted the fellowship with the Lord,
你可以开车
like this, you can drive, you can work.
你不一定要闭着眼睛祷告。
You don't have to close your eyes to pray.
但是你知道主爱你。
But you know Lord loves
you. 你的爱也回应他。
And you respond back with your love.
所以我以往不懂这个原理。我去请教一位年长的姊妹。
At first I did not understand this, so I went to ask an elderly sister.
她告诉我说，弟兄啊，你侍奉主啊，手忙心不忙。
She told me that when you serve the Lord, you have although your hands are busy, but your heart have to keep quiet.
手就是我们做人的责任，你必须要忙。
Our hands are our responsibilities, which you should be busy.
但是你的心单单的归给主。
But your heart, with single heart, just be unto the Lord.
你有机会你就跟主说，主我是属你的。
Whenever there's chance, you tell the Lord, I belong to you.
你是属我的。
And you belong to me.
我的心归给你的。
My heart is unto you.
弟兄姊妹。你会进入那个亲密的交通。
Then you will enter into such intimate fellowship.
大卫那一天在这个点上闲站了。
David idol at this point.
一闲站就失败。
As soon as he idol, then he failed.
弟兄姊妹们，这是我们属灵的操练。这合神心意的人，在这一方面缺少了，你在属灵上是外行人。
That's our spiritual exercise. For those who are after God's own heart, if you fall short on this, then you cannot enter in.
如果我们没有这种生活，我们可以做很多侍奉的事情，弟兄姊妹很可能都是枉然。
If we don't have this kind of life, it might be we are doing so many different things of service, but all in vain.
我们需要在这一点上认识，大卫那天失败了。
We have to understand that David failed greatly.
他不仅犯了淫乱,
not only he committed adultery,
他还犯了谋杀罪,
and also murder.
而且谋杀完了以后,
and after he murdered, that he even deceived himself. God has to lighten him.
借着先知加德,
so God through prophet Gad, tell him a story.
你看大卫啊, 听见那个事情的时候, 他判断非常准确, 这个人该死。
And as soon as David heard this story, then David was very right judging, saying that this
is
wrong. We always judge others right according to other people's wrong, but we cannot see ourselves.
弟兄姊妹, 特别有一点属灵恩赐功用的人, 我们特别危险, 犯这种错。
For those who have little bit of spiritual gifts and function, they are in great danger to risk this.
我讲这个因为我失败很多次。
I mentioned this because I have failed many times.
所以那一天, 大卫说, 这个人该死, 这个人在哪里? 先知告诉他说, 王啊,
so that day when David said this man shall die and where is he? Then the prophet told David that you are the one.
大卫立刻俯伏下来。Then
David immediately bows down.
他说, 我得罪了我的神。
He said, I have sinned against my God.
他没有说我得罪了八十八。
He did not say that I sinned against Bathsheba or feel sorry about Uriah. It's true, he was sorry to both of them. But his first feeling was that he sinned against his God. He knew that the fellowship between him and God has broken.
而这个断了,
and he allowed his lust to supersede the
弟兄,
intimacy between him and God.
弟兄姊妹们, 大卫在这个点上,
and David was being taught, he was teachable through this. In such failure, he wrote many psalms.
我想他先写了51篇, 诗篇。
I think he probably wrote Psalm 51
first. 所以在诗篇51篇里面, 他跟神说，神啊， 祭物和礼物都是不要的。
So that in Psalm 51, he told God that offering and sacrifices you do not want.
若是你喜爱，我就献上。
So if you delight, then I will offer.
然后他体会到神的心，他说，神所要的祭就是忧伤的灵。
Then he understands God's heart, says that a broken and a contrite heart is God what would like.
他为着他的失败，心里极其的难过。
He was so sorrowful for his failure.
他说，神啊，忧伤痛悔的心，你必不轻看。
He said that a broken and contrite heart, O God, thou would not despise.
弟兄姊妹们，他在那个点上何等的痛苦，和他写从诗，让全国的百姓知道。
How much he was so sorrowful and grief at that point, and he wrote Psalms so the entire country would know.
这是说给我们看见，他在蒙光照之后，他有一个对的承认。
So we see that after he was being enlightened, he has the right confession.
在承认的时候，他仰望的是神的怜悯和神的赦免。
As he confessed, what he looks upon is God's mercy and forgiveness.
而且从里面呢, 真心的悔改,
and also he truly repents from the bottom of his heart.
然后最后把自己再重新奉献给主。
And once again he offered himself unto the Lord.
所以在51篇第18节, 他说, 求你随你的美意善待西安, 建造耶路撒冷的城墙。
So in Psalm 51 verse 18 says, do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion, build out the walls of Jerusalem.
就着他个人的失败,
according to his own failure,
他感觉到他的失败使得主的见证有了破口。
He feels there's the breach of the Lord's testimony because of his own failure.
弟兄姊妹, 你知道吗? 你我个人的失败, 可能是
Our own individual failures might have to do with our own issues.
但是它的结果却不仅仅在你个人身上。
But the result of that is not just individually.
这个结果会影响教会为基督做的见证。
This result will affect the testimony of church for Christ.
我们对罪的感觉, 常常只感觉到个人这一面。
We often just feel, when we think about sin, we often feel about individuals.
大卫不一样。
But David is different.
所以他求赦免, 求恢复的时候, 他说, 求你随你的美意, 三代西安, 来建造耶路撒冷的城墙。
So when he asked for forgiveness, that he asked God to do good in that good place around Zion and build the walls of Jerusalem.
那个城墙说到主的见证,
the walls talk about the testimony of the Lord and the separation from the world.
这是大卫合神心意的另外一个表现。他真是愿意被主修正。
That's another manifestation of David after God's own heart. He's willing to be adjusted by God.
我们读了诗篇32篇第一节，我们看见他得赦免以后一个感恩的心。
We see a thanksgiving heart of Psalm 32 after David's being forgiven.
那里他说呢，得赦免其过，遮盖其罪的，这人是有福的。
He said, "Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered."
你知道他的经历啊。 他虽然活在旧约，他已经有了新约的经历了。Although
he lived in the Old Testament time, but he already has the experience of New Testament time.
保罗在罗马书第4章里面讲到因信称义的经历，他就引用了这句话。Paul
mentioned in Book of Romans chapter 4 about the experience of justification by faith, and David uses that.
弟兄姊妹，什么时候让我们更多的领略救恩的丰富呢？
When is the time we can even more experience the riches of salvation?
是不是我们好好去读圣经，把救恩一条一条都写出来，我就领略了呢？
Can we understand if we just read the Bible and write down about salvation one by one?
那些领略不过是悟性上面的明白而已。
Those understanding might just be in the mind.
唯有当我们失败跌倒了，神还悦纳我，还接纳我们，我们就知道救恩何等浩大。
Only when we fail, but God still accepts us, and then we realize how great is salvation.
我们讲呢，大卫啊，是一个打得倒的人。
We say that David is someone that who can be beaten down.
他跌倒了，他承认他跌倒。He
falls and also he confessed that he has fallen.
很多做王的人呢，是打不倒的人。There
are so many kings who cannot be fallen.
是不是呢？ 世界上的冠军啊，都是把别人打倒了，他就变冠军了。All
the champions in the world, they just beat up others, then they become champions.
神的冠军呢，是自己跌倒了，承认我是一个会失败的。But
the champion of God is that once he fails, he confesses that he fall, and then he's the champion.
我听过一个侍奉主的弟兄讲。I
have heard from a brother who served the Lord.
他在波饼聚会最喜欢唱的一首诗歌。
His favorite hymn during Lord's table is
我是个罪人，蒙恩。
I'm a sinner saved by grace.
但是主还接纳我。
Lord still accepts me.
我是一个有福的人。
I'm the blessed one.
弟兄姊妹，这是大卫。
That is David.
他能够被修正。
He can be adjusted.
第三次。
And third time.
他在宝座上面关于神的政府。
And on the throne, he has to do with God's government.
我们知道活在宝座的跟前，就是来到神的政府的里面。We
know that when we live before the throne of God, it's to come to a government of God.
他家庭是讲到他的生活。His
family talks about his life.
来到神的宝座跟前，这是讲到他遵行神旨意，神的行政。
When he comes to before the throne of God, it talks about he's following the will of God, and that's the administration of God.
今天很多神的儿女们对于错误，我们的领会都在个人的层面。Oftentimes,
God's children about children's understanding of making mistakes, our understanding is also based on individuals.
所以我们对人呢，那个道德的审判，我们很严格的。
So we are very severe to judge one's morality.
但是你读圣经啊，你看见神对于行政的审判比道德的审判更严格。But
when we read the Bible, we know that God's even more severe upon the judgment of administration than morality.
我小的时候啊，When
I was young,
在世界各国的政府里面有不同的表现。
There are all different expressions of different governments, different countries.
我讲一点。 我小的时候， 我们对日本人都没有好感。如果我们今天有日本后裔啊，请你，请你原谅。
When I was young, I
we
were
要叫人难受。
I do apologize what I'm going to say, but when I was young, we were not too pleased with the Japanese.
因为日本人侵略中国呢，叫中国人受了八年的苦难，杀害不少的无辜。
Because Japanese conquered China and also killed many innocent people.
但是日本政府里面有一些作风哈，我是觉得是令人敬佩的。
But there was something about Japanese government which I think should be admired.
我小的时候啊，日本有一次摔了一架飞机。
When I was young, one time that one of Japan's airplane crashed.
他们的交通部长立刻辞职认罪，可是他没犯错。
Leader of their transportation department immediately resigned, although it was not his fault.
第二天呢，他就切腹自杀。
And the next day he killed himself.
表示负责任。
It means he showed that he's being responsible.
他有行政责任。
He feel that he should pay the responsibility of administration.
所以马丁路德讲过一句话。
So Martin Luther said,
如果神没有呼召你，你自己自愿出来做工，你要害怕将来地狱的火。
If God did not call you, but you came out to serve the Lord yourself, you should be afraid of a fire of hell in the future.
我结完婚以后呢，我去看一位年长的弟兄，他就用这句话对我说，他说你要逃避做一个传道人呢，如果主没呼召你，像逃避地狱的火一样。
After I got married, I visited an elderly brother, and he encouraged me with those words. He said that you have to be careful as being a minister that you should escape from the fire of hell.
主没有呼召你，主就不向你说话，对不对？
If God,
不告诉你他的旨意是什么。
If God did not call you, then he will not speak to you. He will not tell you his will.
弟兄姊妹们，那我们凭着自己的意思做，会犯行政错误。
So.If we do based on our own will, we will make mistakes.
Administration. 我们看见大卫要起来数点民数。
We see that David started to number people.
连他的将军约押都说了：“王啊，神祝福你，你不要去数了。”
Even the captain of his host Joab said that, "King, that God has already blessed you, therefore please don't number people."
但是那一天大卫下铁了心了，说一定要数。
But that day.David insists in his heart that he definitely should number people.
当数点的人回来的时候，大卫开始有属灵感觉，忽然感觉心中自责。
So after those people return from numbering people, David start to have some spiritual feelings and his heart got smitten.
所以他在神面前认罪，他说我做了这件愚昧的事，是得罪神了。
So he confessed his sins and repented before God and said that I did such foolish thing which is against God.
神借着先知来告诉他说，神给你三样，你可以选。
Then God through the prophet told David there are three things you can choose from.
最后大卫说，我情愿落在我的神的手中，因为他有怜悯。
And at the end, David said that I'm willing to fall under the hand of God because he's full of mercy.
因着这件事。大卫买了拿恒的禾场，那就成为圣殿的基址。
Because of this, so David purchased the threshing floor of Arauna, which became the foundation of the temple.
所以神的家是建造在人的失败和神的怜悯上面。
So God's house is built upon the failure of man and God's mercy.
人失败，人肯认错，神的怜悯显明出来。
Man failed.And if they are willing to confess, then God's mercy reveals.
教会要有神家的实际，必然经过这些事情。
For a church to have the reality of God's household, it should definitely go through those.
大卫经过这件事以后
，After David went through those,
我想很可能他就写了诗篇十九篇。
It might be that he wrote Psalm 19.
第十二节、第十三节。
Verse 12 and 13.
他说：“谁能知道自己的错失呢？”愿你赦免我隐而未现的过错。
Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults.
求你拦阻仆人不犯任意妄为的罪。不容这罪辖制我，我便完全免犯大罪。
Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me, then shall I be upright and I shall be innocent from the great transgression.
弟兄姊妹们，任意妄为是什么呢？就是神没有说话，我们先走。
Why is presumptuous? That is when God did not speak, but we just go forward.
或者神说了这个，但是我却做了那个。
Or God say this, but I did that. That is presumptuous.
弟兄姊妹，常常我们讲不要跑在圣灵的前面。
We often say that do not run ahead of the Holy Spirit.
跑在圣灵前面就是任意妄。
To run ahead of the Holy Spirit is presumptuous.
大卫学到了这个功课。
And David has learned this lesson.
所以他能够遵行神的旨意。
So he's able to obey God's will.
所以他照着神的旨意来服侍他那个时代。
So according to God's will that he served his generation.
但是大卫在宝座上啊，有许多真的是符合神心意的事情。
But there are also many things when David was on the throne which was according to God's
heart. 我快快地讲七个点。
So I generally go through 7 points.
第一，撒母耳记下第一章到第十章，第一个，他不自取不自命为王，不自取王位也不自命为王。
First Samuel chapter 1 through 10. That first point is that David did not
grab,
and also did not just name
himself, self appoint,
or nor self appoint himself to be king.
他等候神的手和神的时刻。
He waited for the hand of God and God's time.
弟兄姊妹，等候是不容易的事，但却是必要的事情。
It is not easy to wait, but it's a must.
第二个，他恩待扫罗的家。
And second, he's been gracious to the household of Saul.
这叫做什么呢？不计算人的恶。
He does not count the evil of people.
这是出于什么呢
？And where is it from?
这叫做爱。
That is love.
弟兄姊妹们，神的家里面不能缺少爱。
In God's house, it should not lack love.
那么第三个。
And third.
他攻取耶路撒冷，得着西安的宝藏。
After he has conquered Jerusalem and received the fortress of Zion.
啊，他摸到了神的心意。
He has touched upon the God's heart.
因为神在生命记里面就借着摩西讲到，以后到了应许之地。
In Deuteronomy, God already mentioned that after you went, after you arrived the Promised Land.
我要拣选一个地，现在我不告诉你们，在那里我要建造我的家，安放我的名。
Although I do not tell you now, but I will choose a place where I will. Where my name will dwell and my house will be set.
大卫一做王，他就先得着耶路撒冷。
As soon as David become king, he has got Jerusalem.
弟兄姊妹们，他摸到了神的心。
He has touched upon God's heart.
他的心开始成熟了。
His heart become mature.
然后他迎接约柜到耶路撒冷。
And he welcomed the Ark of Covenant back to Jerusalem.
他建造了大卫的帐幕。
He built the tabernacle of David.
我们知道这个帐幕啊。先知阿摩斯提到过一次。
This tent of David was mentioned by Prophet Amos.
在使徒行传十五章，当弟兄们有了争执的时候，雅各也提到这件事情。
When in Book of Acts 15, when brothers had some arguments, James also mentioned this.
他说到，耶稣基督就是神的儿子回来，重建大卫倒塌的那个帐幕，是神得着居所。
He mentioned that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, came back and rebuilt the tent of David, which was fallen, that so that God has a dwelling place.
我们知道，大卫啊，在旧约时代，他就进入了新约的那个经历，他摸到了教会。
David in Old Testament time already entered into the New Testament experience. He has touched upon church.
第五个点呢？他神为他建立了他的家，他有了自己住的舒服的宫殿，他想到神还住在帐篷里。
Fifth point, that after God has set up his house for him, that he has a nice place to live in, but he has thought about God's temple.
他关心神的满足。
He cares about the satisfaction of God.
弟兄姊妹，我们有时候侍奉啊，是为了满足自己，不是为了神的满足。
Sometimes our service is to satisfy ourselves, not to satisfy God.
我们坚持要这样做，那样服侍，其实是为着自己的满足。
We insist on doing this way, it's only for our own satisfaction.
但是大卫那一天，神的爱摸到他，他感觉这个不能对比的。我住在这么漂亮的房子，约柜在那个帐幕的里面。
But that day God's love touched him, and he feels a great contrast that I live in such nice house, but then the Ark of Covenant lives in the tent.
所以他做王, 他的侍奉, 他全心的要叫神得着满足和安息。
So him being king and his service, out of his full heart, he would like God to be satisfied and find rest.
第六个点,
Sixth point.
他制服四围的仇敌。
He has overcome all the enemies round about.
这在第八章第十章的里面。
It's in chapter 8 and 10.
我们看见他胜过了非利士人。
He has overcome Philistines.
摩押人。
Moabites.
亚南亚兰人。
And Ammonites.
还有亚门人,
and Emma,
还有亚玛利人,
Amalek.
弟兄姊妹们, 我们看见, 这些都讲到属灵的得胜, 讲到对付, 仇敌, 挑动人的一些表现。
Those all talk about spiritual overcoming, and that's to deal with the enemies.
第七个点,
and seventh point.
当神兼顾他的国位的时候, 他就秉公行义。
When God has established his kingdom, then based on his government, he does the right thing.
他把人建立起来,
he established people.
我们昨天讲到他能够把来投奔他的那些困苦的欠债的心情不好的人呢把他们从匪类变成了神的勇士。
We see that for all those people who came to him who were distressed in debt and also depressed, he changed them from the sons of Belial into the warriors of God.
使得人人在神的国中呢, 都各尽其职。
So each one in God's kingdom can serve their function.
最后我们讲到, 在他末了的时候,
and at the end of his days,
就是刚才我们读到的, 撒母耳记下23章第1节到第5节。
2 Samuel chapter 23 verse 1 through 5.
他讲到神所要的君王是何等的美好。
He said the king that Lord seeks is so beautiful.
他说那是以公义治理人民的，又敬畏神执掌王权的。
He that rules over man must be just and ruling in the fear of God.
他说我的家不是这样。
He said this is not so with my house.
但是神还怜悯我，跟我立永远的约。
But God still has mercy with me to set an everlasting covenant.
在这个点上面, 他对救恩有了一个正确的估价。
In this point, that he has the right evaluation about salvation.
就是一切所我所有的, 都不是出于我自己。
That is, all I have is not because of me.
全是从神领受的。
It's all receiving from God.
换句话说, 他承认自己的不是。
So that he confessed he is nothing.
承认自己不能,
he can do nothing.
承认自己不配,
and he's not worthy.
承认自己无有,
that he has nothing.
他把荣耀归给神,
and he offered up his glory unto God.
这个是真实的侍奉,
that is the true service.
弟兄姊妹, 我年轻的时候很冲的, 刚开始学习服事,
when I was young, I was very aggressive.
祷告要大声, 表示灵很强。
I pray in loud prayers to show that my prayer was strong.
不好啊, 请大家还是要好好的祷告。
I'm not saying to pray loudly is not good. You should
如果你年纪轻轻, 祷告就闷滋闷滋的, 弟兄姊妹, 那是不用灵的祷告。
If you are young, and but you pray in small voices, that's not right. You are not having the right spirit.
后来有机会啊, 跟一位年长主的仆人一起配搭服事。
But later on, I was able to co-work together with an elderly brother.
在会前我领诗,
I was leading the hymn, so therefore we prayed together.
我们祷告就很吵啊,
Our prayers were very aggressive that just may your presence be with us.
Amen, amen.
And the elderly brothers also said amen next to us.
他祷告的时候,
but when it was his turn to pray,
他说主啊,
He said, Lord, have mercy upon this pitiful person.
他是无有的,
He's nothing.
什么都不会,
and do not know anything.
他是无能的,
and cannot do anything.
而且是不配的,
and was unworthy.
我就是想, 这两个灵是不对的, 对立的, 他怎么那样, 我要冲的, 他不跟我冲。
Then I feel those two spirits are in contrast with one another. I'm so aggressive, but he's not.
我困惑了好多年,
I was so confused for many years.
直到主把我真的带进失败的情况。
until the Lord brought me into the failure experience.
我觉得听见弟兄姊妹这个祷告，我心里好甘甜。
Then I feel it's so sweet when I hear the brother sister pray like this.
主还怜悯我们这些人。
Lord, still have mercy upon us.
让愿他在我们中间得着主权。
So may he receive all the authority among us.
愿主的国降。
May Lord's kingdom come.
主耶稣啊，愿你快来。
Lord Jesus, come back quickly. Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
像我们这样不堪不配的人。
Like us who are so filthy and unworthy.
你还寻找我们。
And you still come to seek us.
你还拣选我们。
And you've chosen us.
你还拯救我们。
You've saved us.
你也来栽培制作我们。
And you come to nourish and build us up.
不仅如此，你还高抬我们。
And not only that, you lift us up.
使我们成为服侍奉的人。
Make us become someone who can serve.
主啊，在你的怜悯慈爱中，我要向你敬拜。
I worship you in your mercy and grace.
愿你得着我们。
May you gain us.
给我们一颗心愿。
Give us the heart.
我们愿意追求成为一个合你心意的人。
So we seek to become someone after your own heart.
主啊，你在大卫身上所能做成的。
The things you have done on David.
我们相信你也能够做在每一个属你儿女们的身上。
Hope we trust that you can also work upon each children of yours.
直到你的作为成为可称赞的。
Until your work can be called praise.
愿荣耀、颂赞、感谢、敬拜都归给你。
May all the glory, praises, thanksgiving, and worship be unto you.
奉主耶稣宝贵的圣名。
In the holy name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.